well for aluminium. Now we move to the next one, iron. Now iron then is a less active metal, and in the case of a less active metal we can carry out pyrometallurgy. Pyrometallurgy then much cheaper. The way this process is working is we have got our ore, which is an iron oxide of some sort. Now the two that are typically used then are either hematite or magnetite. So magnetite was the one I indicated you could use that magnetic pre-treatment to clean it up, leave behind the silicate. So you charge in the ore plus limestone as a source of material to trap the slag, and coke, which is a source of carbon to provide the carbon monoxide. The process is a reduction process where carbon monoxide goes to carbon dioxide and provides electrons. So at the top then, our carbon under conditions of high temperature and reduced oxygen, okay, so we're getting oxygen up here which is being blasted in from the bottom. That smallish amount of oxygen at the top is only sufficient to transform the carbon into carbon monoxide. And the carbon monoxide environment with the ore then carries out the reduction of the iron oxides. And you can see here we're taking our hematite, transforming it with carbon monoxide into magnetite, taking the magnetite with carbon monoxide, transforming it into iron oxide, then taking the iron oxide with carbon monoxide and transforming it into iron liquid. So by the time we get to the lower parts of the blast furnace then, we have transformed our solid at the top into liquid iron. Now the blast going in at the bottom then is 900 degrees C, so it's hot air. The speed of that blast is 550 kilometres an hour, hence the name blast furnace. And the amount of time to go from here to the top of this furnace, now that's the size of a human at the bottom of the furnace down there, so it's an absolutely enormous thing, is 10 seconds. So it's a counterflow, the hot air blasts up this way, the charge is being dropped from the top and fed under gravity. So these things then have a very solid sort of a brick wall around the outside to insulate the outside environment from the temperatures. You can see there's a couple of thousand degrees C sitting towards the bottom. The material collected down the bottom is called pig iron, which will be iron and it will have quite an elevated level of carbon in it. The calcium carbonate is being used to trap the material that's going to be called slag that contains the impurities that you don't want to have present in your iron. So you can see here melting of impure iron and formation of slag. The phosphates and things like that will be going into the iron here, but you reduce it as much as possible by having slag present. Now 5% carbon, which is what we obtain at this point here, is too high to be useful. It's a very high carbon steel. So what happens next is we take the pig iron, which is what